Okay, wait. Wait a minute.
Forget judgment. I was diving headfirst into panic.
Let's forget for a moment that you are incorporating very obviously magical flowers into a non-magical flower show and focus on this friends versus foes situation. Are you telling me these flowers might attack anyone they don't know?
My crew waited in silence for his answer. Other voices started to float through the space, either judges or the creators of the other exhibits. We had precious little time to figure this out.
Technically, yes. But don't worry, I asked to be way in the back here, and they are stationary flowers, as you see. They will not grow legs and run after anyone. Not yet, at least. I'd hoped to speak with Sebastian about that for the next generation of flower.
But, Edgar, there is a path right next to that one attack flower. And what if a kid gets loose and tramps over to that gargoyle by the other flower? You can't have these flowers attacking people. Attack flowers are incredibly vicious.
I see the concern, but rest assured, there are only two of them, and I will be here the entire time. I will not move, day or night, as I watch over the people of this county and my precious homage to the great gargoyle.
I'm touched and repulsed and a little freaked out, all at the same time.
Yes, he has that effect on people. Miss, if I may, we'll want to be wrapping this up. I hear people slowly trickling this way.
Edgar?
I stared at him for a silent beat.
Edgar.
I was really at a loss for words this time. I felt like saying his name really ought to be enough.
I think I'm going to have to restrict your time in non-magical areas if you can't see the problem with playing Sentinel 24/7 at a county fair. Regardless of the fact that they won't let you stay here after hours.
I held my hand up to stop his rebuttal.
Sneaking around the fairgrounds at night and sitting here in the dark is not the answer to this problem. That's the way you scare people half mad. Now, we need to get those flowers out of your exhibit.
Yes, Miss Jessie.